بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we are reading from chapter 15, incorrect practices during business. This is point number 13, cheating in weight and measure. Cheating in weight and measure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Mutaffifin, which is in the 30th juz of the Quran Sharif, woe and destruction to the cheaters. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. This is Surah in Quran Sharif when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the destruction to those that cheat in weight and measure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Mutaffifin, woe to the cheaters. That is, destruction be to those that cheat. Those who when taking measure from people demand in full. But if they weigh or measure for people, they cause them loss. Those who when taking measure from people demand in full, but if they weigh or measure for people, they cause them loss. Do such men not consider that they will be raised again unto an awful day, the day when all of mankind will stand before the sustainer of the universe? In this surah of Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sounds a warning. We find those that when they do business, so when it is their right, then they demand full. You want a full measure. But when they sell, when they give, then they give less, they cheat. Whether in weight, whether in measure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, destruction be to them, may they be destroyed. They might feel that we are gaining, but in reality they are losing. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, do such men not consider that they will be raised again. That is, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have to give accountability. Here your accounts aren't correct. You are taking full measure, but when it comes to giving, whether it be in weight, whether it be in measure, whether it be in kilograms, it be in liters, whatever it may be, whether in time also, that you're supposed to be here on time, but you are late. But when it comes to your salary and payment, you weren't full. This is also a type of cheating. So these verses of the Quran Sharif express the severity of the sin of cheating people when weighing and measuring. People are often found guilty of underweighing merchandise and devising methods whereby the scales reflect a higher weight than it should. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds such people about the day of Qiyamah when they will realize their folly and pay for it. So as I mentioned over here also, when it comes to business, they are selling. So weighing and measure, then they cheat the people. They find ways how to cheat the people. When it comes to weighing items, then they already, person wants 2 kilos. Already the weight is showing right now 0.5. The reality is cheating the person 0.5. So giving him a full measure. Many items, when the person goes to the butchery, there he is buying meat. They're not giving him the full measure. Person is doing business, for example, cement, tile fix, different examples. Also the packaging, he includes the packaging also in the weight. But the weight is showing now 1.5 kilos, but including in there will be the packaging, which is not correct. Therefore, we have to put their net weight, whatever the weight they have over there, so we're not cheating the people. But he wants the full price for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him of the day of Qiyamah. People should contemplate that the consequences of deceiving others and violating their rights shall have to be faced in this world as well as in the hereafter. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi writes, if one cuts short people's rights by failing to perform duties imposed upon them or fulfilling the terms of the agreement, he's also included in tatfif, that is cheating. For example, if one is employed to work for a specific time, he must work for that amount of time. If not, he is guilty of tatfif, that is cheating in time. Generally people, even ulama, are negligent in this regard. So time is given, you got to work from this time to this time. But in the time also he is cheating. Is that correct? The Darul Ulooms also many a times you'll find that because ulama highlight these things in the Darul Ulooms in the Madaris. So even the ustaz comes late, then by end of the month he will calculate, I was so many minutes late for the month, this amount I'm giving back to the madrasa. So better I pay here than pay on the day of Qiyamah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once addressed some traders involved in weighing and measuring. He told them that a number of previous nations were destroyed because of this profession. That is when they were dishonest. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the nation of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam initiated the practice of cheating in weighing and measuring. They refused to desist and stop from this practice despite his efforts to advise them. They were eventually destroyed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment descended. So Qawm Shu'aib, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, they had this mindset. By cheating in measurement and weight, we will make more. We'll give less, but we will make more. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam cautioned them and he warned them that this is forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you that you should not do such a thing. But they mocked at him, they jeered at him. قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبَ صَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. So he told them, the worship on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't cheat in weighing, in weight and measure. Then they would taunt him, they would say, is this what your salah commands you to do? You only know about namaz, don't tell us about business. Your salah tells you now to command us not to worship the idols of our forefathers. That really you are not intelligent. Then the other idol will tell him, مَا نَفْقَوْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. That, oh Shu'aib, this, all this that you're telling us, we don't understand most of it. Doesn't make sense to us. So like this, many a times the people will be cautioned, then they might say, but the ulama, where are they living? They know about business, they know what's happening. They must know what's happening in the business world right now. But this is open cheating. So they would say also that whatever you say, most of it we don't understand. وَإِنَّا رَاكَ فِينا ضَعِيفًا. And we regard you amongst us to be very weak. We don't know that you are very weak. So therefore, they will tell him, رَجَمْنَاك, we will stone you, we will take care of you, we will sort you out, don't caution us, let us do our business. Just because of this cheating in weight and measure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down his azab and destroyed them. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has narrated, that the sustenance of people who cheat in weight and measure decreases, although they might think that it is increasing, but in reality, it decreases. Shall I continue tomorrow? سبحان الله